Your neighborhood gives me the creeps. Your neighborhood gives me the creeps. Ooh, your neighborhood gives me the creeps.
Welcome all you spooks and kooks. You're listening to Weird Chicago Radio with Adam and Ken. Brought to you by Weird Chicago Tours, the alternative tour of Chicago's local legends and best-kept secrets. Visit us online at www.weirdchicago.com.
Live off of Cemetery Road.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Weird Chicago Radio. I am Ken Melvin Berg, psychic detective.
And this is Adam Seltzer, a professional smartass.
And we are at Odin Tattoo. Now, we are here for a second time. The first time we were here, we were doing a ghost investigation. And this is the one place that we have done our investigations at that we have had the most amount of activity, most amount of hot spots.
Certainly is the place that freaked me out the most. Certainly the place where we got the most weird evidence that I couldn't explain myself very easily.
And just to give you guys some sort of an idea, I've been doing about one ghost investigation a week, almost every week except for the months of October and November for the past 4 years. And this place is by far the most haunted that I've come across. To my knowledge, this is the only haunted tattoo studio in the world. It was built into a place that was the oldest funeral home in the city of Chicago.
So it functioned as under the name Clement Funeral Home.
And we're actually going to be talking to the man who owns the building at a future episode, and we're going to be getting some more details about the historical information of the building itself. And we'll inform you a little bit about that.
We should probably talk a little bit. Last time, one of the things we got is down in the very low basement level, we had a person, and we had a couple of girls with us that time. You want to tell us a little about them?
Sure. I had two young ladies that were assisting me. I've known them since they were babies. They are Keegan and Caitlin Danko. Both of them are very good natural psychics. They are both clairaudients. I believe it's Keegan has a little bit of clairvoyant ability as well. And Caitlin tends to be a little bit stronger in the clairaudient department. But either way, they're both very, very good psychics whose abilities actually work, in my opinion, better when they're around one another. And them, along with me, did some psychic ghost investigation here in the same areas where I was sensing things and picking up some of the activity that we had. They were hearing things. And one of the things that was interesting is when I had left, it was Caitlin that accompanied Adam.
Yes, we went down. We were down in the basement level, which we'll be going into later on. And down towards the front of the basement, she started getting very convinced there was something right there. I myself felt about a 20-degree temperature drop, which is off the charts in a place where there's no air conditioning, and felt like something was tapping me at the shoulder. And she said, she called out, "What's your name?" And a voice, very distinctly in this audio recorder, I heard the voice go, "Walter." We're going to play that clip right now.
What's your name?
Okay, good. And one of the other things that we did want to mention, we do EVP, and that's something that Adam is a bit of a specialist in, as you can probably guess from some of the different podcasts we've done. But normally when we get EVP, it sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher. There's a lot of wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, it's very easy to brush that kind of thing off. Even when you turn it up and it sounds really weird, it's very easy to brush it off. It's just natural vibrations within the room that, when you're thinking about it, can sound like a casual conversation or something. But in the case of the Walter, I barely even had to turn that up. I turned it up a little bit just so you can hear it more pleasantly, as it were.
But it's completely unedited.
It was completely unedited other than turning up the volume a little bit.
And one of the other interesting things is that, to give you guys some background, Adam and I have been doing ghost tours. I've been doing them here for well over a decade in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Adam's been doing them for about, what?
A
couple years now. And between the two of us, we've given thousands of tours and we've done lots of ghost investigations. And he's done EVP at places like Jane Addams Hull House, at Death Alley, at the St. Valentine's Day Massacre site, all these places that are incredibly famous for their hauntings, and we've never gotten EVP like we've gotten here.
No. Also, the very weird thing is, in one of the upstairs bedrooms, we couldn't access it this time, but one of the upstairs...
We'll be able to do it in the future.
Possibly in the future. One of the upstairs rooms, we got a... They told us that nobody could ever get a good night's sleep in the room. Nobody was sleeping
right
there at the time. And we got the sound of an organ playing in the background. At first, it was just single notes, so I thought it might have been just a vibration in the room, but then it actually played a chord. And here's a clip from that. You kind of have to listen for it, but it's there. But anyway, about the only explanation, it's playing very slowly, almost like a funeral dirge. We did hypothesize maybe somebody was playing an 8-bit Nintendo, and you know, I don't think this machine is quite sensitive enough to pick up the Castlevania music that plays in my head when we go on ghost investigations sometimes. Now, we should probably talk a little bit before we move on. We got to talk about Tapeworm.
Tapeworm, Richie Herrera was the original owner of Odin Tattoo. He was a good friend of mine. He was a tattoo artist in the city of Chicago for many years. I had known him when I had worked at the Metro and Smart Bar many years ago. He had been one of the people that would come in every now and again, and we would see him. Became quite friendly. And now, those of you who don't know me, I've actually got quite a few tattoos, and I know a lot of the piercers and tattoo artists here in the city of Chicago. He had contacted me and wanted us to come do a ghost investigation here, and we had done that, and that's when Adam and I had been here for the very first time. And when we were here, he told us about a variety of the stories about the little girl.
Yeah, of all the ghosts, all the people we meet on these things, he's by far probably the most colorful character.
Absolutely.
We've come across.
And he lived his life as a very colorful character, I have to admit.
Yeah.
And he was down the stairs that we're recording this intro on right now, and he said that he felt as though he was being pushed.
He said, I can, you know, as I
you
said,
remember
he,
the exact
he said, he said, twice when I've been on the stairs, I'm cleaning up the language a little.
No,
he
no,
said,
we don't have to. We're done.
Okay, twice when I've been on those stairs, I felt like something was pushing me. And that freaks me out because everybody knows you can't fight with these cats. So I just said right out loud, first time it happened, I said, listen, motherfucker, if I fucking die in this place, it is fucking on.
This was 1 week before Tapeworm.
That was about 3 weeks.
Or three weeks before Tapeworm actually passed away.
Yeah.
Some reports actually three weeks to the day because his birthday was 3 weeks after.
Yeah. Yeah, some reports, we've gotten a lot of conflicting accounts about how exactly he died. Some of them actually said that he was here on these stairs when he died. But we've wondered since then if maybe Tapeworm is still hovering around here ready to beat up on some ghosts.
And now, one of the other things that I definitely wanted to mention was when we do the investigation today, when we're walking around here and we're talking to some of the folks, we're going to ask Tapeworm if he's around, and maybe we'll pick up on something in EVP, maybe we won't. Either way, we're definitely going to try and see if Tapeworm's around at all.
Yeah, that's the staircase where we're currently sitting, and let's go ahead and move on down. We'll talk to the staff a little bit, maybe get another feel for the place. See if we
all right, let's do it.
Find any evidence of Tapeworm beating up on Walter, the original owner.
All right. Originally, we had been called in by Tapeworm, to come in and take a look at the ghost, and we had found at least four presences that were in this place. One of them was a little girl. One of them was Walter, who was the old owner of the funeral home. We had another one that was a male spirit that had died in some sort of a fire downstairs in the incinerator, from what we could find. And then there was a tie-in to the Orisha Shango from the Santeria religion. There was an altar that he had at one point. I don't know if you guys have taken that down or not. I didn't see it in here again today. At his old station, did you guys take all his stuff out?
We didn't take anything out.
You didn't take anything? Okay.
No.
Right. Of all the investigations, you know, I'm very skeptical about ghosts and stuff like this. This is the one place we've been that I really felt like we got some really weird stuff going on. I mean, what we found is, like, you know, it seems like, from the recordings we picked up, it seems like there are all these ghosts, and Walter, the old boss, is the boss of all the ghosts. It's almost like a sitcom plot or something.
The old boss of the
funeral home is now the boss of all the ghosts in the funeral home.
And for those of you who aren't familiar with me or Adam, I'm kind of the Mulder, and he's the Scully.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is the beginning area here. We're in the foyer. This is the Tiffany fireplace.
With the gravestone in it.
One of the gravestones.
I believe you found the gravestone in the attic, right? From what I'm told?
I don't know exactly where he found that at. And popped up one day.
I believe he did. Or at least that's Richie told us that before he passed, is that he found it there. This is the area that is the entrance to Odin Tattoo. And what did you pick up here, Adam, when we were here last time?
Right about here, this is the second place where we got a voice saying Walter. This was a woman's voice. Sounded like it was shouting from far away.
Let's go ahead and take a look up the stairs right now.
This is the stairway where Walter always felt that he was being pushed. And I always get these weird, you can probably hear this buzzing on the recording going on to me.
I'm actually sensing something up here as well. I won't go up too far because I know that there's a private apartment up there. Can we go to the top of the stairs?
Yeah, you go all the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
The buzzing may just be the neon sign.
Now, one of the things that I would actually like to ask right now is, Richie, if you're around, can you give us some sort of communication? Can you talk to us, Tapeworm? We would really like to hear something from you, some sort of signal that you're around and kicking the shit out of Walter in the afterlife. Cool.
So we remember very specifically, you said, of this staircase that you felt like you were being pushed down.
Now, from what I understand, guys, is this where Richie passed away at? Did he fall down the stairs or?
Upstairs.
Upstairs? Okay. We have heard 3 or 4 different stories as to what happened, but he said that he passed away upstairs?
Yes.
After partying a little bit too hard on his birthday?
No, actually he had a heart attack.
He had a heart attack, okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't due to partying or anything like that.
Okay.
He was going to
it was
the
straight
doctor.
Up heart attack. He had a congenital heart condition kind of thing? Okay. Because we heard 5 or 6 different stories. One of the more amusing ones was I heard that his old lady
stabbed
him. We heard him stabbed or hit him in the head with a frying pan to unconsciousness. But we kind of doubted all of those because they were from unreliable sources. It wasn't from anybody that really knew him.
Mm-hmm.
When the people that talked to us?
It's quite possible.
Possible. But what we'd like to do right now, before we do anything else, can we talk to you first? Can you say your name for the recording?
Ante.
And you're the current owner?
Me and Nick.
Both of you guys are the owners, okay. Have you experienced anything supernatural here at all?
No.
Have you heard any of the stories about anything?
I've heard them all. I've been here since day one, since the day of the shop.
Okay. And you haven't seen anything that's convinced you one way or the other that there's nothing?
I slept in here, I slept upstairs, came home plenty of nights with Richie, passed out on nothing.
Nothing? Okay. And what are some of the stories that you've heard that you might have heard that maybe we haven't?
Lights flickering. One time Richie said one of the ashtrays fell off the counter.
Yeah, I remember that.
Rolling in a circle, and an ashtray just stopped, and all the ashes and cigarettes stayed in the ashtray. It didn't roll on the floor. It stayed in the ashtray. Why?
But you didn't witness any of that. Did most of the weird phenomenon seem to happen when Richie was around by himself?
No, a couple times people were wrong when they stopped. The ashtray was 3 people that were there.
Okay, but Richie was always there at one point or another?
Yeah.
Okay. Nick, is there any stories that you have that you might have experienced?
The only thing that really ever bugged me was when I lived upstairs. You've been up there.
Yeah.
So when you come in out of the, when you come out of the kitchen, there's that doorway that separates the front area to the kitchen and back bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
That one, about 2 o'clock in the morning, door kept slamming. That was it. That's when I told you know.
Right.
I called my wife and told her it's time for me to come home, but that was a little freaky. And then you see.
So the door was slamming. Is the like the first of all?
Was it like slamming? But kept opening and closing.
But it was something that didn't happen once. It happened over and over again.
It happened 6 times.
What time of year was it?
What time of year was it?
Yeah, it was like summer.
Yeah, it was
in the
summer.
Air conditioning up there?
No.
Okay.
We couldn't run the air conditioner up there because we kept blowing the fuses.
Ah, okay, see. That's the kind of stuff we need to know about. Yeah. So this place has older wiring as opposed to something new. Does it have the glass fuses in the fuse box?
No, the breakers downstairs are newer breakers.
Okay.
But the wiring...
Just the wiring is older.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll tell you another thing. Man... before we opened up, right when we got ready to open up, we were all sitting out here, this light right up here on one of these little scones.
Yeah.
And that against the wall, on and off, on and off.
The one right next to the stairwell?
No, upstairs in the apartment.
Oh, in the apartment.
On and off. On and off.
Was there? Do you guys ever find if there was loose wiring or anything?
Well,
or?
I don't. No, I didn't. I never.
Is it problem continue?
Or did it just that one day? I don't know. I just
been no.
Okay.
It was just that one day.
Yeah, just constantly on and off. You know, and actually Jennifer went up there to get into the apartment, but they already locked it up. This was like a month after Richie passed away and everything. So.
And this is when you guys were opening the reopening the tattoo studio essentially. Like just it was everything was set and ready to go, but you were just reopening it.
Yeah.
Did you hear any sounds or
no.
any smells? Any odd smells coming from the basement at all?
No, you were all outside. Yeah, we were all out in front. So. And then, like I said earlier, you know, you see the flash out of the corner of your eye. You know, like. You think you see something, but you know
you're not really sure one way or the other.
Yeah, because I don't, you know.
Well, it's understandable. You know, you have the power of suggestion of being told that someplace is haunted for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, it's bound to have an effect.
And
on
that's
you.
What I took it actually to believe, but you know.
Well, there's a couple of things here that actually lead us to believe. Now we don't we're not the sort of investigators that automatically assume every single place is haunted that we go to. In fact, it's just the opposite. Mm-hmm. Normally, like. If there's a door opening by itself, we don't go to that door with psychics or with infrared meters, but we actually go to it with a chalk line, a level, and a couple of marbles to see if the door frame is crooked. We want to use a common sense approach first. And that's why we kind of want to collect this data, but we also want to make sure that it gets recorded, you know, so that we can determine whether or not there's something we can't explain here or whether there's something that is very explainable. And some of the stuff that we're hearing here, especially like the stories that we heard from Richie, where we just couldn't explain that there's something that we couldn't correlate with everything that we had experienced. Multiple people had reported similar things at different instances, and it doesn't surprise me that you weren't affected by it, especially when Richie was the one who seemed to be the center of the focus of the hauntings, which is, I don't know if you guys have heard similar stories or not, but that's one of the things that we actually came up with independently, was that most of the activity was centered around him.
Maybe. It's possible.
Have you heard of any stories of hauntings here when Richie wasn't around?
I mean, before you opened the shop?
No. When he was here, but let's say he was on vacation, did somebody else, there was somebody who was apprenticing under him. Okay, who was...
Where Sturges Day for being something?
Yeah, there's a few different people that heard the little girl. I don't know who else said they heard the little girl. They heard a little girl here.
I don't know, going in the basement.
They heard the little girl out in the front area here.
In this end of the building?
I think it's Chango.
Chango said he heard a
crying. Were you the one that heard the little girl crying?
Yeah.
Can you come and tell us about that real quick, Chango? If you're not too busy. Oh, we'll get to you next, Taffy.
I'm hungry.
Okay, Chango, can you tell us a little bit about the little girl that you heard crying or any experiences that you've seen here?
I was out here in the back room, and there was a little girl crying, and I came to check, you know, see what it was, you know. And it sounded kind of faint from far, you know what I mean? So it sounded like it was from the basement. Or I came up to the back to see if there's any back there and to the front, and there's nobody out here, but... I hadn't heard a little girl crying.
You just assumed it was like a customer or something with a kid, or
yeah, I don't know. I just figured maybe somebody left a kid behind or something. You know, there's some kid, you know, out here, but there's nobody here, so it's just kind of funny.
What else have you experienced with the ghosts and stuff in this place?
Well, at one point, me and Nick were out here. I don't know. Did you tell them about the shelves?
That whole shelf, that whole top shelf, it's sitting just the way it is. Just the way it is, and man, we were sitting over here.
We're talking about some
spirits. And the whole top came right down.
Just to give you guys a description of what he's talking about, there's a glass case with a lock on it. Has brackets. That's almost it's the sort of professional retail shelving that you would find in any store. There's no way for it to really come off. I've worked with a lot of different retail stores, and that stuff's bracketed in three different levels.
Yeah, you have to pull it up.
Yeah, you have to pull the glass off, pull it up in order to get it out. Now, was tapeworm around when that happened?
No.
Was he
no, this was after he passed.
Okay, this is after he passed.
Yeah,
okay. And the light flickering upstairs was after he passed.
Yeah.
Okay. Has anything happened with that mask right there? Not the smaller one that we pointed out initially, but the large one with the hair. Anything happened with this guy?
That I know of, no.
No, that one used to fall off the wall.
That's the one that used to fall off the wall,
yeah.
Right? That's the one he was talking about before. So we've had since this happened, since he died. What other experiences have you guys heard about or experienced yourselves since Tapeworm has passed away?
TJ and I were here closing. We closed the back doors and turned off all the lights like we normally do. And then we were walking away, and one of the doors creaked open on its own. So TJ just got spooked and said, "Hey, dude, this door. We just closed this door." We went back, then one of the lights was on in the morgue. That was just kind of weird because we had locked everything and turned off all the lights. And then the store opened up, we heard a creak, turned around, and the door creaked open.
Okay, were you able to get that with the...
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Other than that, I haven't really experienced much.
How long have you been here?
Before Richie passed.
How long? Like about a year then, or...?
No, but...
He was here about 3 weeks before Richie passed away, and then first one to come back.
Okay.
When we opened up.
I mean, how long have you guys been open now?
Since August. Late August.
Since late August. Okay. Now, next guy we want to talk to is my good friend, Happy Dave, the human pincushion. Happy Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
You are now the piercer here at Odin Tattoo, is that correct?
Yep.
And Happy Dave, I've known for a very, very long time. He's not only a great performer, the best piercer in the city of Chicago, but he is also quite a good empath, and he's a very good natural psychic himself. Happy, can you tell us a little bit about what you've experienced here at Odin Tattoo since you've been in here?
Not much.
You were telling me,
which is kind of interesting. Yeah. Well, yeah, let me tell you first, when Richie first opened up, I came over here because I wanted to, you know, see the shop and wish him, you know, congratulations and all that. And I didn't know anything about this place, but I walked in and I felt death. I didn't feel like an uneasy creepiness, but I felt that something, there was more to this place than just an old building. Nothing weird or anything, just a sense.
Right.
You know, it didn't freak me out or anything. I just thought that might be important since all this ghost stuff has come up. But since I've been here, I don't know if this is my mind in denial or I don't know, because of all the ghost talk.
Right.
I haven't really felt any presences except the little girl. I did feel...
Have you felt her at any specific location in the building?
Yeah, I was in the back at the computer.
Okay.
Getting paperwork together because I just started here, so I'm trying to get everything in order.
Right.
And I felt like this little girl with curly hair, like brownish curly hair, not really distinctive, like curiously looking at me, curious. It's like she's curious.
Right.
You know, I don't didn't feel any sadness or like crying or anything. I think it's the same girl, but I think she's curious about me in particular. Now, that could just be my ego. I don't know.
Right.
But the other thing that is kind of weird is that since I do pick up energy, from emotional energy from living people.
Right.
And you and I have talked about astral projection and some of the things that I've been through with and actual demons on, and real, you know, I've experienced freaky shit in my life. I get this weird feeling like that when they're here, they're hiding from me. They hide. And I don't know if it's from me or my presence, but I just get this feeling that they're hiding. It's like they don't want to be around when I'm around. Not in a bad way. I don't know what it is.
No, one of the things that we had determined is
that
we had... Does
that make sense?
Yeah, it actually makes a lot of sense. The little girl is almost the same description that Keegan and Caitlin had described when they were here.
Yeah, I got this feeling that she's like, she was peeking around a corner and she's curious about me.
Probably. One of the interesting things about the shelf being knocked
like
out
in
is
a nice,
it's all in the same area over here. I mean, this place was around here before Irving Park was a road. Yeah. There was a two-track coming here to the funeral parlor. The nearest road, I believe, was Western Avenue that had actual pavement on it.
Do you know any of the history on the building?
Oh, yeah. We have the entire history about the funeral home, when it started, about the coach house and back.
Oh, and all the woodwork came out of a mansion.
Right.
And this, the door, I just found out, the door was from 1933 World's Fair.
Yes.
And it was the entrance to the German Expo.
Right. That's one of the things that... what's Richie's uncle's name?
Mike.
Mike Gender.
Mike, okay, yeah. Mike had told me a little bit about the German exposition of 1933 when they had the Second World's Fair here. And I know that he said it was the front door. That's where it came from.
Yeah, the iron door.
And there was something else in here, too. Maybe the fireplace?
It might be.
One of the things I would like to do right now, I think, is maybe head downstairs to the basement to see if we can get anything down there. And one of the things that we will do is... What's that?
I wanted to leave, but do you mind if I go with you?
Are you going to bitch about food?
No. No, because I want to see if I feel something.
Okay.
And I point out, down in the basement, you can probably imagine the basement of an old funeral parlor is going to be a pretty freaky place to start with. Very low ceilings. You can see where the drainage area used to be. There are some casket-shaped holes in the wall that we assume were used to pass caskets out to hearses. Suffice it to say, it's a freaky place.
Okay, now we are heading into the basement area, and I would like to ask... if there is any spirits around, if you could be willing to communicate. Richie, if you're around. Brother, why don't you let us know that you're here, one way or the other. We
got
may
the
be
mic
able
right
to
here.
Get something from you. If you can hear us, Richie, if you sense us around. If you want to kick the shit out of Walter still, let us know that you're doing it. Give us some sort of communication, brother.
Down.
This isn't the area where we had the majority of the activity.
No, I thought it was packed with junk.
No,
it's been cleaned out.
We cleaned it all out.
Really? There wasn't anything down here when we were here last time.
Richard's stuff was up in front.
Okay.
You can go in front. I can try to get some light on. I don't know.
This is the area where we had the majority of the activity.
Yeah, this and further up front from here, but down lower.
We're heading down towards the incinerator. This is the area of the funeral home where they... Oh, I'm sorry, can you hear me, Adam?
Yeah.
This is the area of the funeral home where we originally went to that we got the majority of our activity, where all the bodies were burned for the most part. Tapeworm is Cuban, as I had mentioned before, and he was not a religious person, but he was bound to the Orisha Chango. It's kind of interesting because there's a guy named Shango who actually works here now, and there was a whole tie-in to that particular Orisha, who is the Orisha that was very similar to the Catholic saint, Saint Barbara. Even though Saint Barbara was a female, Shango was a male. He was the Orisha of lightning, fire, and metal. Those are some of the things that he had specialized in. And we had talked at great length, Tapeworm and I, about Shango. The Orisha, that is, not the artist who currently works here, and about some of the fire activity that had been gone. In the area that we had just left, there was a couple of the ghosts that they had detected, and he thought that they had been burned alive. That's one of the things that he had suspected. Now, we could not find any trace of anybody actually dying in this particular building other than Walter, who died here of natural causes. I believe he had a heart attack.
Here's one weird thing. I just... when I flashed that picture, the flash went off. I thought I saw like an extra shadow back there that shouldn't have been there. And
really?
The picture right there, we definitely got at least an orb.
Oh, yeah, we did. Real solid orb. We got two orbs.
We got a couple of them, yeah.
One right there.
Actually, we're getting
right
quite a few
three
of them down here. Given the condition of the place, it's very easy to brush it off as dust or something. We'll have to examine it some more later.
Let's take a look at it later on.
We'll
take some more pictures over. I'm sensing something over in this area, though.
Right up here in front. I'm having to use the flash on the camera as a flashlight here.
Right over here is where I'm sensing it, over in
this
area.
Right over here also is where we got the Walter voice earlier.
Over here is where we got it. So we want to listen to this later on to see if we actually get anything at some point. If anybody is here, please try and communicate with us. You can show yourself. You can say hello. Tapeworm, you can tell us to fuck off if it's you. We just want to communicate. We want to say hi. Ian, we want to touch base with you guys to find out if there's anything you need or if there's anything that you want that we can do for you.
Are you here, Walter?
Walter, are you here? If you are here, say your name. All right, I think we're done back here.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Very cool. Thank you.
Hey, not a problem.
Can you go through, scan back, and you said you were picking up something, and I seen, like, the orange in the corner?
Yeah.
One of the other things is that we have, like...
go ahead.
If you guys are interested in coming on a tour at some point, let us know. We can comp you guys.
So, like, what's it like?
Okay, well, first we got this one right here.
Let me take a look once.
Got what? I don't see.
Those are dust particles.
Yeah, those are dust.
You see how they look like a guitar pick?
Kind of oblong.
Okay, what's back there in that corner? There, though. Oh, that's my hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's your hand. This, though.
That's a dust particle.
Yeah. Looks a little more plausibly orb-like.
Those are very classic dust particles. The way you can tell the difference between an orb and a dust particle, dust particles will have slightly straight edges like a guitar pick, or like they'll look like a cube that's kind of like rounded edges, whereas a orb is perfectly round.
Okay, this is the one that I saw that there was like an extra shadow there when the flash went off.
Let's take a look at that.
That was just a weird blob close up.
That is weird.
This is not the shape of the normal dust particle look.
No, not at all. It's it'd be uniform in shape if it was a dust particle.
Yeah.
Can you forward those to me so I can see them on my monitor later, too?
Yeah, I'm going to blow this up. Kind of looks like a face in the middle of it.
If you can,
which we get occasionally, except the face looks like the Green Goblin.
But cool.
All right, well, that was pretty much it for the investigation. We're going to cut in right about now. We didn't really find anything as far as EVP. Maybe somebody listening to it will notice something that we missed. Also, the fixtures were, you know, most of the things we would call orbs were very, very clearly dust particles.
Dust particles, definitely.
Definitely. But
we did get
a couple
one
of days, we did get the one weird shape that we're still kind of looking into. I will tell you right now also that when I took the picture, that flash illuminated an extra silhouette that shouldn't have been there. And that's about the weirdest thing that I'd seen there. But, Ken, here's what happened the next day.
Well, I had gotten an email from actually one of the young psychics that had been working with us on the first investigation, saying that she was very concerned about us because she had kind of an odd dream. And this would have been the night that we actually did the investigation. Now, I didn't tell anybody other than Adam and my wife, Cherish, that we were doing the investigation.
Was,
and Cherish didn't contact anybody.
Thing.
Right, it was a very last-minute thing. And it was very late at night. My wife works early in the morning. She wouldn't have called it, you know, our young friend. And the email I got was kind of troubling at first. She was very concerned that everything was okay with us because she had a dream. And this is from Keegan Danko. And this is what her email said. In my dream, we were in Odin Tattoo. All of us and you were doing an investigation. And while you were doing it, Tapeworm and I were watching. Then I went to say hi to you, and he told me not to, since I would be interrupting. It was just really strange, and then I knocked something over. You looked straight at me when before there seemed like you couldn't see me. I don't know. It just seemed off, realistic, far past when I kind of where I usually am in dreams. And that was from Keegan the day afterwards. She didn't really understand it and didn't know that we did an investigation at Odin Tattoo the very night she had the dream. She's in a different state than us, and the time zone's a little bit different. She very well may have been asleep at the point where we were actually doing that investigation. So just sort of a kind of an odd side note about another psychic other than myself.
All right.
All right.
All right. Once again, this has been Weird Chicago Radio. Tune in next time. We'll be talking about cryptozoology. This is Adam.
And this is Ken Melvoin-Berg, the Psychic Detective.
Signing off. That's just one last piece of information I want to tell all of you to hurry to your bookstores this Tuesday, February 13th, and pick up How to Get Suspended and Influence People, which will be debuting on the young adult shelves that day by me, Adam Seltzer. Pick it up. Hope you enjoy it. This has been Weird Chicago Radio.